so long that I'm not listening to embrace anything new. I understand and appreciate what you put together, but I'm not really a buyer of it. And I'm just not sure where to go with it, but I'm not like wow with it. Maybe it's just me, I'm not looking to be difficult, but looking at something that's gonna brand our city for a long time.
On the white, on the black car.
Yeah.
We're showing that it has the possibility to be handled in white.
It would be in the colors.
And, on the black, it probably would work in colors. But what we're doing is showing that there's various versions of the building art that's adaptable to the environment that it goes into.
So I'll just talk briefly, I guess, about the process of how we got to these two logos. To your point, Alderman Nelson, we are not trying to discredit the history of Franklin or anything of that nature. We saw 9 really great logos. We thought that these two were the most forward-thinking, and it was a really, I'm sure Alderman Barber can speak to that, it was a really democratic process. We debated for quite a bit between the two commissions on the merits of the various logos that we saw. And in the end, the commission felt that these two were sort of the most fresh looking, and that we felt that the banners one here on the far right was kind of you were looking for something more of a traditional type logo. We felt that that had a little bit more of a traditional feel. And we felt that the Zen Garden one here had more of a fresher, I guess more modern feel. But the two commissions definitely agreed on both logos, and we were happy with both choices, I guess. So you asked us when I sat here a couple months ago to make sure that we brought two logos that we wanted, and these were the two logos that the two commissions agreed on.
Logos and picking them, it's a lot like going with your wife to pick up the next color of the bathroom. You're going to have 2 different opinions no matter what happens, right? In this room, I guarantee you, you'll have half that will like them, half that will hate them, and the ones that like them will be split. So this is one of those times when I look at it as moving to the next generation. That one's the founder's logo. I'm all for it. It's just, look, time has come. It's time to move on. We've got lots of new and different things going on in the city. That thing's been adapted, changed, screwed with for 50 years. And at some point, we've got to move to the 20th century. We gotta move on. And nobody's gonna be enthralled with whatever you did. And we're all gonna hear comments from everybody about whatever you did. It's just the way it is. It's like picking wallpaper.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate it, and I'm not stuck in the past, but I'm looking to recognize it and appreciate it. And I understand there's a point in time where we need to move forward, and I understand it. I just look at these two examples, and I just don't care for them. And that's an opinion, like we all have opinions, and that's mine, and that's how I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
Except
my wife. No, or we're not doing that anymore. Alderman Mayor.
I was going to say the same thing John said, right? I could probably live with this if council wants it, but I never saw anyone wrong with that. Not jumping out of the
way. Well, I understand this is a democratic process. I mean, elected process to work the way it has. So, we've got the two, we have two committees that have
when I saw the logos, I immediately started to think of what's it going to look like on a website, what's it going to look like if it's animated, what's it going to look like if you break out some components, because it's a really good logo, you can break out some components, and you can still recognize the logo, like Coca-Cola. You just saw, like, the special C of Coca-Cola, you probably recognize it as a Coca-Cola logo. But what I want you to think about is, for example, the banners. I immediately pictured them in animation on the website. I pictured them being broken out to three components. For example, the top green banner is the city government, the bedrock of the community, making sure public service, public safety, public education, all of those things are rock solid here in Franklin. Then the blue might be the tourism commission, the things that you come here in the community to do and enjoy and have fun doing. And then the yellow banner could be the economic development piece, the bedrock of creating jobs and opportunities for the people who live here. So you could actually eventually equate each of those banners and those colors with a particular area of the three-legged stool that makes a robust, successful, well-rounded community. Or you could put them all back together and you have the app. So I just felt, and then the same thing would be true of the other logo as well. I'm not trying to advocate for one over the other. But what I liked about both of these logos was the fact that there was a lot of utility that we could have in taking it apart, putting it together, animating it, using it in videos and all kinds of other ways in addition to what you've seen here tonight. So when you're thinking about one of these two, or whether you truly don't believe that you can publicly support one of these two, those are the things that I want you to be thinking about in the back of your minds so that you can make the best decision you can.
And I remind everybody about the reason for time constraints. When back testing is done, roll the scene flying up. The one is on the wall. The blue banjo. For the next 50 years, in concrete and stone, there you go. Or would you like to do something better?
Well,
with all respect,
position. The total price tag for the branding initiative is not just to design the logo. It's a three-phase process. Phase one, which is coming to a close, is all of the research, which includes the survey work and a lot of the other components. The Tourism Commission is intending to use that to determine how they're going to position themselves for some future initiatives for destination branding, very specific tourism-based marketing initiatives. Phase two is about this logo piece is part of the overall brand, and then there's a phase three where we actually get a marketing plan. All three phases will have a written document that goes along with them that talks about the research that was done, the tabulation on the tabulated results on the survey, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, if I'm like putting more work on you. But they will be back here three more times to talk with you about the different phases of this branding process. So it is not just a logo that we're getting. We're getting all the research and development behind it. We're getting a marketing plan. We're getting a blueprint to move forward with whatever we decide to use. And remember that whatever you choose, it's going to be scattered out just like the current logo is. So if you really hate it, you really won't see it all that much because you don't see your current logo all that much. So when you think about what your decisions are going to be or whether you would like us to go back to the drawing board, just keep that in mind too. That you probably won't see this as much as you are seeing it right now.
Well, the purpose of the survey was to gather perceptions of, from residents about their community, how they feel about the community, what they envision the future of the community, what they'd like to see, some of the types of businesses they'd like to see come into the community for economic development purposes. It really gives us the background to understand the mindset of the community. Well, in a branding program, this is a typical process that we've used, and it's been successful for years. You know, you may have a process that you've used, and other people use other processes. This one works fine for us. As we go through it in detail, we can't look at 10,000 responses. I mean, it would be, $500,000. The 321 responses that we have, we're going to get very good directional
no, you know, picking a winner or influencing an outcome. It was just asking, what do you think about the community? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Do you use this? Do you use that? So you're right, someone could have gone out there and done that, but if someone did that, it would have to be in a major library because there's no benefit to be had from doing that. Do you mean?
So when you get the results that you will be able to tell if someone doesn't work serious or do serious on it.
And we can, as part of the deliverable, we'll share that data with you that we got from the survey and that we will get from the non-resident survey as well. And I think maybe one of the issues here that we're running into is just to clarify how market research works. There's two separate kinds. There's quantitative market research and there's qualitative market research. Quantitative is very much demographic-based, and it's all based on, you know, who lives here and what school do they go to and all that. Qualitative research is exactly what Keith was talking about, and that's the value in branding. It's a lot more than just kind of a numerical summary of your community. It's really getting into the hearts and minds of what people think and feel. We asked a lot of open-ended questions in that, and we recorded all the responses that you'll receive. And one of the things with qualitative research is you tend to get a good idea of what's going on in a small sample, because you'll see when you get the results that we've got, a lot of people talked about Whitnall Park. A lot of people talked about the green space. A lot of people talked about the love of the community, the love of their neighborhoods, and the love of the schools. So it's a little bit different than maybe the research that you guys did for the fire and police, because it's a little bit more of that quantitative, getting into the hearts and minds type research.
And it's pretty much almost a 1% response rate for the total citizens, which includes babies and people who just didn't care. But I feel very good about the response rate that we got, and I think it's going to be indicative of the community at large.
There was a lot of talk about Kayla's playground, so there could have been a baby or two involved.
I have a six-month-old.
No, Shelly. Or can't do it, you can't. You can stop.
Did that help address your concern? Was there any more that you wanted to share about the path of coming to be here this evening?
I just want to talk a little bit about introduction to the video, some thoughts, recommendations. I know that when the logo is selected, that it automatically becomes public knowledge. But one of the things we advise is holding off an official launch of the logo and introduction to the media until the brand messaging is established. Messaging is that it is a critical part to go along with the announcement of the ad.
All open up to me.